Hey everyone, this is Nate with Tales from the Hicks. On behalf of Ben, Jason, and Chad, thanks for checking us out. I just wanted to give you all a heads up. We do have some audio issues with our first episode. The static comes and goes, and it's not constant, but it can get hard to listen to. We figured out the issues, and none of our other episodes have this problem. We wanted to leave this one up, though, because there are some hilarious moments and things that we reference back to in future episodes. Thanks for checking us out.
Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Do we want to introduce ourselves?
We could probably do that.
Yeah.
So I'm Nate.
Hey, I'm Jason.
Well,
hi. I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
All right. So we're doing Tales from the Hicks. Now we should. Now we could start into what we're.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So what did you do this week?
Again, not much. You know, just the whole work thing.
Never heard of it.
I went bowling.
Where'd you go?
I went bowling down at the Falls Bowl.
I was there yesterday.
I was there Thursday.
I found out they don't fix balls.
They don't fix balls.
You can't get your balls fixed there.
You can't get your balls fixed at the Falls.
We just throw them away?
You can't even buy them.
Can't buy a new ball?
Mm-mm.
I don't believe that.
Not there.
Oh, not there. Okay.
Right.
You either have to go down to Eau Claire to, what's that?
Wagner's?
Yep, or Menominee to Spike.
Probably just check your wife's purse.
Not the same kind of balls.
Oh, all right.
Definitely not big enough.
No.
Where?
And the ones in the purse never leave.
Oh.
Yeah.
Once they go in.
Yeah, they don't come back out.
There are some papers that can be signed to get them back, but it's a long, expensive process. And even then, you're not guaranteed to get them back in full. It's only a partial refund.
Never be what they used to be.
No.
So anyway, that's where I'm going to be heading to here in the near future is Menominee to get a new bowling ball.
Yeah. Well, I might have to go with you because my finger plugs need replacing.
Are you bowling again?
No.
Oh.
You're just updating your bowling ball?
Yeah.
Just doing a little upkeep on something that never gets used?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yeah. No, some friends go yesterday, and they wanted me to go with them, so I brought my ball with them, but the plastic, or the rubber ring, they, after so long, they deteriorate.
Yeah, after 20 years, they, yeah.
Yeah. So, if I actually did want to go bowling again,
right.
I'd have to get new tips, because they don't work. Huh. They're broken.
Yep, so I'm going to, and I'm going to drop them. I had a 16-pounder. And I'm going to drop down to a 15-pounder.
Losing that muscle definition.
Well, when you don't do it that long, 14 or 15 or whatever years it's been.
Right. It's heavy.
I'm still sore. And that was on Thursday.
Huh.
Do you feel that's going to affect your game, dropping the weight?
Yes. Because it doesn't sound like much, but a pound is a lot.
Well, when you're trying to whip her down, though.
Right.
16, 17 miles an hour, 18 miles an hour. 15 miles an hour. Hmm.
So by dropping a pound, you're going to get more revs on it.
More revs?
So, yep. Revolutions per minute.
Sure.
RPM.
Yep. I got it.
And then
MPGs.
It takes a minute for your ball to get down the lane. That's
60 feet
pretty slow.
To success.
1 foot per second.
Yeah, but when you're at like 400 revolutions...
Right.
That's not bad.
Do you count each one?
I try not to.
Oh, okay.
I get dizzy.
You get dizzy.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So anyway. What? What?
Nothing.
Are you okay with that noise? Is it good for you? Or?
Yeah, it's good for my eardrums. It's like a workout for the eardrum.
Is this because you watched the YouTube video on how to podcast that you think you have to have headphones on?
Yeah, it's everyone I've seen has headphones. You know, it's part of the
I do have to say that that's not true because you've seen three people now do it without headphones.
Yeah. In the same room that you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what you guys were doing.
Do we have headphones on? Are we making a fucking podcast?
No comment. No comment.
Do you need my glasses?
No. Okay. No, I can see.
All right. Oh, you
need those glasses for your ears.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Nice. Cheaters.
Cheaters for the ears.
Oh, I guess what else happened this week? What were you up to? You went bowling.
Bowling. Thursday. Mm-hmm. Thursday.
That was the extent.
That's my extent.
Yeah. Exciting.
Very. Yeah.
Did you win?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Did mm-hmm. you win?
The first game was a 242.
Wow.
Not too shabby.
That's pretty good.
And it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
And then it was a 182, and then maybe a 171 or something like that.
Not bad.
But I lost my lane because the other guy ended up with a 279 in his last game. I don't know who it was, but...
What do you mean you lost your lane? Oh, your line.
Line. Not my lane.
Okay.
Line. Because he burnt up all the oils.
Loser.
That's a thing?
It is a thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he's throwing her, and yep, he burned up the oil, and then I have problems.
Huh. I'm not good enough to ever notice anything like that.
No?
No. Oh. If I break 100, it's a good game.
Oh.
Yeah. That's better than no pins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get those... side things up now.
Bumpers.
Yeah,
bumpers.
Yeah, my boy uses them when he goes.
I would love to see somebody in league use that. Just nonchalantly, just their first time, just go over and grab the bumpers and.
Oh, you don't even have to do that anymore.
No.
It's right on the screen. You just push a button and they pop out.
Huh. That's how long I've been since I've bowled.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have those little inflatable ones. Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you go bowling then?
No, my ball was broken, and they don't fix them downtown.
But they rent them there.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do a 116 just because.
What's wrong with the 116?
Nothing if it's all right, good. The fifth frame. No. Well, and then I also have been having some issues where it hurts my back. So,
are we still talking about bowling?
Yeah, we're still talking about what else would I do that hurts my back?
Well, see, I had that too right away when I first started. My hip was hurting really bad. My hip and my down the side of my leg and then the top of my leg. I went to a masseuse and he rubbed and rubbed and rubbed. Yep.
Yeah, right. He did. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He doesn't hurt no more.
He rubbed that fucker good.
Was that ending happy?
Nope. It was awesome. Well, I guess if you want to call it happy, it doesn't hurt no more.
Right.
Sweet release.
But then John was saying that it's called slider leg.
Slider leg.
Or slider's leg or something like that.
Is it your left?
My left.
See, and I get that on my right.
Yeah, it's more commonly known as your old.
Oh.
That could be.
Mm-hmm. Does that go with weird. His eyesight and hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh?
What?
Good, how are you?
Fuck you, Bo.
I guess I didn't realize you could have that many injuries from bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I used to get...
My elbow.
The shoulder. Knuckle of my thumb used to get turned raw from when it would pop out. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nate's first callus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was the moment that I realized...
Not for me.
I am not a manual worker.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
How about you? What'd you do?
Nothing exciting worked, and then yesterday we dropped a little man off at Grandma and Grandpa's house, and the wife and I went out for dinner for a date night, and
bang, bang,
that was it.
Got it on.
Nice.
Yep. I'm in, I'm on, I'm off, I'm out.
Nice.
Works.
So I watched this movie called The Blind.
The Blind?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to see that one.
Yeah.
The duck guys.
Yeah, it's a biography of Phil Robertson.
How is it? Is it pretty decent?
It's good. It doesn't really get into when he actually starts making duck calls. It's all prior to that.
Yeah.
Rough life.
He was not a good guy.
No.
Yeah.
Phil wasn't?
Nope.
No.
Real big into drinking.
Yeah.
Is that when he found the Lord or whatever? Like,
well, yeah, when they had, I think, 3 kids before things got good. But she had moved out. Miss Kay had moved out. I think it took a little while for him to realize, yeah, that he's done. He's found the Lord, and yeah, it was pretty good movie. Then I watched another movie called Ordinary Angels.
Can't say I've heard of that.
Never heard of it.
So that is based on a true story of a 5-year-old girl in Louisville, Kentucky, that was in need of a liver transplant, and this lady had no idea who she was, didn't know anything about the family or anything, kind of rallied the troops and raised some money and paid off some of the hospital bills and called the hospital and got the hospital to knock off like $400,000 worth of medical bills. And then at the end, well, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to ruin it for you if it's something you want to see.
Was that on Netflix or what?
No, that's in the theater.
Oh, and you went to the theater?
I went to the theater. Oh, but The Blind, though, is on Vudu. Yeah. That's on Vudu.
Vudu, right.
Yeah. We watched Ricky Stenicki last night after we got home from dinner. It's on Prime. It's got Zac Efron, John Cena, a few other decent names in there. That was really funny. That was a very funny movie. It's really good.
What's it called?
Ricky Stenicki.
Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah. It's about 3 childhood friends that make up a friend, a fictitious friend, to get out of trouble. And then he's their fall guy the rest of their lives, even into adulthood.
Oh.
When they want to get out of doing something with the family, Ricky needs them.
Ricky needs help.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. He's moving or something.
Yeah, it's really good.
Huh. We need a 5th podcaster.
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with one for sure.
I was watching Tag yesterday. You ever see Tag?
No, is that the lifelong game?
Yeah, lifelong game of Tag.
I wanted
to
see that.
It's good. It's a good watch.
Yeah, it's kind of fine. Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
And not to jump in on your story, but I could see that being a real thing. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Inappropriate times and all. It's right. It's on. There's like no
timeouts.
No.
Right. Yep. The game never stops.
Did you eat popcorn?
I did.
Perfect.
Gotta have popcorn.
Yeah.
Actually, the last movie that I went to, I bought a bucket. You know, the bucket.
And you gotta have a bucket. Yeah.
First time ever. It was a first timer. Still threw half of it away, but. Oh, I got a bucket.
Nuts.
But then the next time you can bring it back.
Why would you throw it away?
Well, popcorn to me is one of those things that's got to be fresh, hot to enjoy.
I think it's just as good the next day.
Oh, no. No.
I make it on Sunday. Last Sunday, I made popcorn. I just threw it away on Friday watching the movies.
Huh.
The longer it sits, the better it is. It gets a little soggy a little bit with the butter on it. Ooh, it's deliciousness.
How do you make it? What do you use to make your popcorn?
On the stove.
Corn. Oh, you do it on the stove?
I do it on the stove. Yep. So just, I have an old popcorn popper from my grandparents, I think it was. And put a little bit of oil in there and popcorn and with the stir it up, put it in the bucket, and then a stick of butter.
Yep.
And salt. We were down in, it was an Amish store down south of Eau Claire somewhere.
Augusta?
Weavers?
Weavers?
Nope.
Was it Augusta?
Maybe down that way. I don't know. Anyway, we got some salt down there. It comes in a
container.
Amish salt. Yep.
Yeah. It's different than regular salt.
It is different because it's finer.
Yeah, you got to have popcorn salt.
Yep, it was popcorn salt.
Yeah.
I like sea salt. You guys ever had that?
O'Glary?
O'Galley?
Is that South Eau Claire?
That's a town.
That's a town.
Oh. I don't fucking know where we were.
Good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you drive?
I love the details. I love the details of the story.
Well, we went past that tree there.
The one with the wood.
Down. So
the, yeah, it's got leaves on it in the summertime.
Past the Zoo Falafel Farm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I know that place.
Well, and then it's across the street from that place with the girl where she lost her arm.
From the Johnson farm.
That, yeah.
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 Okay. The place with the guy who has hair. And he drives that one vehicle that's got tires on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with the four tires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because his wife's car only has three.
Yeah. Well, the one went flat and then you just leave it. So
everybody sits, opposite of the flat tire.
Yeah, levels out. Angle it up.
She didn't change all her summer air to put in winter air.
Would that be like on speed when they go around that corner and they all get on the one side of the bus to keep it from tipping? Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
that's probably where they got it from. They watched that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know, that Johnson farm down there, I don't know if they have TV.
They got an antenna.
Yeah, but I don't think they have an actual TV.
Well, yeah.
Just at a dinner. You never know.
They just have the old school satellite.
Well, Timmy's got that plate in his head, though. He gets radio stations off of that, so.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost like TV.
Sorry, it was Dell's Pond.
Dell's Not even Pond. Close.
That's Eau Claire.
It was Dell's almost Pond. Into Dell's Pond Museum.
That's where you bought the salt?
That's where I got the salt from.
He don't get out much. If he goes, it's up north.
So did you
get south of the Cadot too?
Yeah, did you just go south on 27?
Yeah, right here to this place.
Yeah, there's a big
Dell's Pond.
Yeah, there's a big wooden wheel there.
Oh, is it by Black Bear?
Sure.
Supper Club.
Yeah, is that right down there?
It is.
See?
Near there.
See, we know exactly where it is.
Yeah, you should have just said that from the start.
I should have said that from the start, yeah.
Nowhere near that Johnson farm.
So you put sea salt on your popcorn?
Yeah, actually, that's all I have at my house now is just sea salt for everything, like in the salt shaker.
I prefer popcorn shaker? Salt on my popcorn because it's finer and it sticks better.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I do a lot of barbecuing and stuff like that. I've got like 8 different kinds of salt in my
cupboard. See, I definitely would get that trivia question wrong. I didn't know there was that many types of salt.
There's more than that. So I have some Celtic sea salt that I order online, and when I get that, I smoke it.
You smoke the salt?
I smoke the salt, so the salt takes.
Does it come in a brick?
Nope, it comes in a bag. Oh. But it's a pretty moist salt, like it's almost kind of damp.
Moist.
And I have grinders that sit on the stove. When you flip them over, it's gravity, and you put batteries in them. So you just flip it over, and they automatically grind your salt and pepper. Like, you don't have to crank them.
Sure.
But when the salt is damp like that, it kind of gums it up. So smoking it is like twofold. It dries it out, and it also imparts the smokiness into the salt. Mm. Makes a big difference. Mm. And then I make rosemary salt every so often, and I keep that in the fridge. Mm. So you take a good... like kosher salt, coarse ground kosher salt. You chop up some, like 2 or 3 cloves of garlic. Excuse me. And you put in some rosemary and some thyme. And you take all that and you put it in a food processor.
Are we talking like 35 minutes time or an hour?
Time, the spice.
Time with an H and
the herb. Sorry, not the spice.
Chad always thought that was thyme.
Oh, yeah. T-H-Y-M-E.
Thanks for clarifying that. I mean, I was into it and I just didn't know how long.
Yep. So you take all that and you put it in a food processor and you grind it up. Mm. And it makes like the best salt ever. Mm. Yeah.
Huh. Well, on that topic, not salt, but... have you ever had the White Lightning by Boar's Night Out?
The seasoning?
Yeah.
Nope.
That is, I've had it on popcorn, breadsticks, and a burger. And it's top notch.
What's everybody's go-to seasoning when you're cooking? Like, what's the first thing?
Lowry's.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm a fan of Lowry's. The first thing I grab that goes on literally everything is SPG. The salt, pepper, garlic, if you guys have ever bought it. There's a billion different companies that make SPG. It's just like an all-purpose seasoning. It's salt, pepper, and usually like granulated garlic. Mm. And I put that on everything. I make my own usually, but you can buy it.
So I actually was going to ask you about that because I had seen the SPG thing, but I didn't know that it came in one as mm-hmm. one thing. I was going to ask if it was actual salt, pepper, and then if it was like garlic salt, or if you just use garlic, salt, and pepper.
No, usually when you're doing the spices, like, I mean, everybody's different, but I tend to use garlic powder or granulated garlic. If you use garlic salt, obviously it's salty. So it tends to be too much when put with the salt. Sure. But yeah. Yep. Yeah, if I'm feeling lazy, I'll just buy a bottle of there's literally every salt or seasoning company out there makes their version of SPG. But yeah, usually I'll make it. I'll buy the big containers of salt, kosher salt, 16 mesh pepper, and granulated garlic, like at Sam's or Costco or whatever, and mix it up in my own shaker.
See, I always ever knew was Morton's, the little umbrella and round container.
Yep.
And then there's another thing that I have. I don't use very often, but it's called finishing salt, and that is really, really big flakes of salt. So if you make a steak, when you slice it up, you sprinkle that finishing salt like over the top of the steak after you slice it, and it's really good. But you don't need a lot of it, and you don't put it on everything, just certain things.
I made a brisket a while back.
Nice.
Some beef brisket.
Yep.
And I put this Gordon's Grub Rub on there.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever had that.
I've heard of it. I've never had it.
Oh, dude, that's some good shit.
Yep.
And you can order it online from Texas or wherever, but I just had a beef brisket, put that on there dry, and then I just did it on a flip-flop.
Yep.
So charcoal, and then some wood chips, cherry, and I soaked that in water overnight, and then I put that on there, and then 15 minutes on either side, flip it for an hour, and it was perfect. And then you can put that in the oven and leave that sit for an hour on 300 or whatever. Holy shit balls. That's delicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm the only one out because I pretty much just stick to the gas grill. And obviously you guys do not much.
Well, I made that salmon, that smoked salmon that time I brought up for hunting. When I did that, were you there? Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I mean,
because your dad ate it way before even.
Well,
it out of the package.
Probably during the week, I had that thing going on again. That work thing. Yeah, gets in the way.
It does get in the way of a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
work. But no, I did that. I got a recipe from a guy at work there. He didn't tell me exactly, but pretty close. And then I soaked it in just. Was it kosher salt or something like that? Soak that in there overnight.
Yep, to cure it.
Yep, and put it on a smoker grill. And ooh, that was really, really good.
Did you put maple syrup in when you did overnight?
I did it once. The very first time I did it exactly the way he said it.
Yep.
And that was really good because it almost tasted like ham. And I don't care for ham at all, but that's what it tasted like. But then the second time I made it both ways. I put just regular, and then I put some maple syrup. We had tapped, actually, the neighbor guy tapped some trees, and then I put some maple syrup on there over. But it was good.
Yep.
But he didn't care for that. He liked the original better than the syrup stuff.
I like smoked salmon, but I for me personally, I'd rather do, like, I am smoking it, but I'll cook it on the smoker. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or else, like if you have a gas grill, cedar plank salmon is fantastic. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I just went over to Walmart and got a pound of salmon. I told the wife, I'm like, hey, well, what the heck? $10, whoop-de-doo, you know? If it doesn't turn out, but it turned out really good. It was excellent.
Yeah, I'm doing party style ribs on the smoker tonight, probably. So you take baby back ribs, or you could do St. Louis if you wanted to, but I like baby backs. And normally, you know, when you smoke a rack of ribs, you put the whole rack of ribs on the smoker, and it can take 4 to 6 hours probably to smoke a rack of ribs. But the party style, I almost think of them as like doing a chicken wing. So I'll peel the membranes, cut them all into individual ribs, you know, and I'll rub them down with some avocado oil or something like that as a binder, and then season them up, and then I'll put them on the smoker for an hour low to suck up some smoke at like 200. Sure. But then you crank it up to like 350, yeah, and it only takes another half hour, hour, and then they're done. Mm. And they kind of get like a char on the outside, but they're still tender, and it's really good. And it takes way less time than like a traditional smoke sure rib.
Mm. I know some of those guys, it takes like 8 hours to do ribs or whatever.
Yeah. Now some, like when I do a brisket, you're talking 24 hours.
Oh.
See, yeah, that's I think what turns me off of from that is that just the time factor. Like, I mean, you know, you get, sometimes you get all day, you're at home doing whatever anyway, but I guess I just more to the grab it out of the fridge, you know, prep it a little bit, and 30 minutes later you're eating.
Mm. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, it's been working.
I think when we had that brisket for Christmas, I got up at, I guess started at like 4:35 right o'clock in the morning, threw it on the smoker so that it mm-hmm would be ready by 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Like that brisket I did, it was literally an hour and then however long you want to leave it in the oven for. I mean, you could eat it right off the grill because it was hot. I mean, mm-hmm, it was ready to rock and roll, but the longer you leave it sitting, it was good. I didn't put nothing in it. I just,
yep,
off the grill, into the oven.
Yeah, like your big barbecue joints, like in Texas and stuff, they will smoke their brisket the day before, right, and then they've got cryovac chambers, or like warming ovens, basically, I think is what they call them. And they'll hold their briskets overnight at like 150 degrees. Sure. And they just saw that way. It's just like, I don't have to worry about the timing of coming off the smoker, but that they discovered that they did it for convenience. But what they discovered is that it made the brisket like way better holding it that long.
Sure.
Yeah. They still get it up to that 200.
Yeah, they'll take it up. They don't have to take it as high because they're going to hold it for so long after right the fact. But they'll take it up to like 190, and then they'll pull it. Usually they'll wrap it in like saran wrap and then maybe in butcher paper, and then into those warming chambers at 150 degrees. And sometimes they'll sit in those holding chambers for 12 to 18 hours before they eat them.
No wonder why it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Tender.
Tender. Yeah.
Just sitting here in its own juices.
In juice.
Nothing better than some good juicy meat.
Juicy,
right?
Juicy meat.
Mm. This is a little drippy drippy.
Yeah.
You don't do that on a grill, though.
No, I guess I don't get that.
No.
But it still gets the job done.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Maybe someday when I grow up.
Yeah.
So what is it, pork roast or beef roast with dumplings?
With dumplings? Pork.
Yeah, pork? Like a
pork?
Yeah. Pork chop or
mm-hmm, yeah.
Pork? Yeah.
I like beef.
I prefer pork steak with pork dumplings steak, and
yeah
gravy.
Yeah.
A little sauerkraut.
No fucking sauerkraut.
What?
Dude.
Then you might as well not even eat it.
Yeah.
No, then I won't.
Oh,
that's
God
fine. I'll take your plate.
Yeah.
Okay. I will not eat sauerkraut. Why the fuck would I want to put rotten cabbage in my belly?
That goes back to the flavor.
Yeah, nope. Zero chance. No.
Yeah. You make your dumplings? You make dumplings?
Yeah, I've made dumplings.
Potato before dumplings? Mm. Yeah. Sal?
No.
No. Chuck?
What?
Potato dumplings? Do you make them?
I have. But I'll be honest, I usually just take them out of my parents' freezer.
If I'm not feeling like making them, lots of times I'll go buy some from Sokos, but they're not as good. Yeah. And they're good, but they're not as...
Seen Family Fair actually used to have them.
Oh, really? Well,
Gordy's did back... You used to buy them, I think, in little 3-packs.
Huh. Yeah, no, I take them out of my parents' freezer, because when my dad makes them, it's, you know... I think he accounts for that, the loss factor of his kids, you know,
shrinkage,
stopping out. Yeah.
Shrinkage, yeah.
So, and they're good. They're homemade. So yeah.
It's tough to beat dumplings.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I never thought Jason would ever hear a podcast, but I don't think that your dad ever would either. But just in case, on the off chance that he does hear this,
uh-huh,
you should have him account for a little bit more.
Okay.
Next time.
All right.
Yeah.
It's funny that you bring that up because he actually asked me where he can listen to this.
Really?
Yes.
Well, maybe he could drive his happy ass right over here.
He could be our first guest.
He could be a guest.
He could be the guest.
Yeah.
Our first guest.
Oh, and would it be weird if he brought
dumplings?
Dumplings?
No,
no, that wouldn't be weird at all. We could cook them up and eat them right on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, if he does listen to this.
Yeah. Skeeter, get cooking the dumplings.
Skeeter, dumplings, fucking stat.
Now.
Yeah, it's a good thing you said that part louder. That's probably going to be the only part that he actually hears.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything except Skeeter, dumpling, stat.
I'd say call him, but yeah, he's not going to answer.
He's retired. He doesn't. What else has he got to do?
Nothing. I think he says that he has, what?
Naps.
Well, he naps, but six Saturdays and one Sunday. So.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's, yeah, I get that from my dad every time. Pretty much every time I talk to him. How's work?
Yeah,
pretty much.
But I guess they put their time in.
So. Oh, yeah. They paid their dues.
Yep.
I paid my dues, too.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I'm not even close to retirement.
I'm going to be pretty close myself.
Oh, fucking suck.
Yeah, just got to win the lottery, and then you can just be done now.
I keep playing.
Yeah.
You can't win if you don't play.
Yeah, this I never play.
I play $4 worth a week. That's what I invest.
Yep.
So far, it's not working out either.
But that's a pretty good investment, though.
$2 if you hit, yeah.
To hit $350 million.
Right, right. We'd have a different location for a podcast.
Yeah.
It'd probably be out in the garage with smokers all around. You know,
cigars?
Sure. 5 gallon buckets.
Hookahs?
Oh, buckets, yes.
Well,
you know,
where I'm going.
New smoker soon.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yep.
A bucket?
Yeah, something about a bucket in the garage. I was thinking about this since the first one is more or less going to be wiped away, and this is essentially going to be our first one.
Delete.
Yeah, that we might
circle back around. I think we should show one.
I think we should run it back.
Yeah,
yeah.
So tell us about your.
Do we want to take a quick two-minute break and then recap week one?
Yeah, we can. We can certainly do that. I mean,
why did I ever bring that up?
All right. Okay.
Hey. And we're back here.
Now we're back. Live.
Right. We're here.
Back to live.
So I saw something interesting on the highway the other day. I'm driving down the highway, and a little ways in front of me, I see a vehicle pull off to the side of the road. And I see a guy get out of the driver's side. Middle-aged male, like 30s, 40s, massive mullet, wearing a wrestling singlet, green and white. And my first thought, obviously, is like, why in the hell is a middle-aged male wearing a wrestling singlet? But whatever. And so he proceeds to walk around the back of his vehicle and walk up kind of maybe like towards the back door of the SUV. As he's walking up to it, he's peeling off his wrestling singlet. And then he proceeds to just stop, squat, and shit right on the side of the highway.
On the highway.
No way.
Wrestling singlet around his ankles, just dropping a duker right
53.
On the highway. Yep, highway 53.
No.
Yep.
Did you... I mean, as bad as it is, did you... Yeah, my first...
Well, no, I was doing 70s, so I couldn't...
Yeah, my first instincts would be, I got to get a picture of this. Nobody's going to believe me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it crossed my mind, but my boy's in the back, and I don't want to, I'm not going to just pull off the road behind him and just be like, smile, you're on candid camera, you know. But yeah, I've never in a million years would have thought that.
I mean, I had so many
questions.
Well,
I, as an adult, have had to do similar things, but not on a freeway.
No.
I mean, I'll shit in the woods.
Call me crazy. If it was, like, sometimes you gotta go, you know, I get it. I would have opened up both doors and shit in between them. So nobody could have seen me from the front or the back.
Right.
Like, if I gotta pull off the side of the road and take a piss or something, that's what I'll do.
Sure.
I'll open the doors, stand in my makeshift stall, so to speak, and take a leak.
Sure.
Not just... Hi, everybody! Drop my wrestling singlet and fucking make it happen.
All right.
That just makes it more bizarre that he has this wrestling outfit on.
And I mean, middle aged. It's not like
he wasn't coming from Chi High's wrestling meet.
Right. It's not like it was a high school or anything. I mean, he was a middle aged male.
Living his childhood dream.
I don't know. Maybe
it was, Andy was, he was into wrestling. Was it Andy?
Well,
no. Okay.
To be fair, in 2 weeks from yesterday, I'm going to a wrestling match. Not like this, not like the fake stuff with the,
Hacksaw Jim Duggan's?
Yeah.
I think it's all fake wrestling.
Well, that's your opinion.
Not high school wrestling.
This isn't high school wrestling. This is real wrestling with, like, the ring with the squared circle wrestling.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
So you're going to a WWE match?
Well, it's all out pro wrestling something. It's at the high school.
Oh,
but it's
so that's fake.
No,
it is.
No.
Ben is correct.
It is.
Well,
hey, do you since he's going, do you think you could sketch the guy's image up and he could maybe it's, try
well,
to find
if there's
it?
A guy with a green and white singlet,
middle aged, little chunky, big mullet.
All right,
big.
I'll watch for him.
There's a lot more party in the back than there is business in.
All right,
yep. And he shits.
Yeah, maybe that's his finishing move.
He wasted it on the freeway then. 53 was down and out.
Was that between the rocks?
No, it was a little, that little hill just before you get to the big.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Huh. Like just past Melby.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were you more shocked that it was a middle-aged man with what he was wearing, or the fact
well,
that
well, that's
was
why
shitty?
I was watching him so close. Like, normally, I don't pay any attention, right? I see a car pull off, I get into the left lane so I can, be safe or whatever. But the dude got out of the car, and I was like, whoa, wrestling singlet. And I mean, it was quite obviously not a high school kid or a junior high kid or anything. It was a middle-aged man, and I was like... Immediately, my brain just like, what the fuck is a middle-aged man doing wearing a wrestling singlet on a random Sunday afternoon? Uh-huh. And so that's why I'm staring at him. And then he proceeds to walk around the vehicle. And as he's walking around, he starts stripping out of it. And I'm like, well, here's an interesting development. And then he proceeded to just squat and shit right next to his fucking rear tire. Just right there. Damn. A great big coiler on the side of the road. Fucking Dairy Queen Curly Q on the top and everything.
Didn't want to take it home.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, nope. Well, maybe he thought that, the bathroom at home was in use. Or the gas station. I mean, there's only 60 of them in that stretch where a person could use a toilet.
I've never had that urgent of a need.
No?
Have you ever run into that problem where the bathroom at home is in use?
All the time.
You do, Jason?
Oh, you want me to tell her? All right. So I got a 5-gallon bucket out in the garage that I shit in because the bathroom is always full. Kids are in it, playing on phones, whatnot. And when I got to go, I got to go. Go out in the garage, went to Farm Fleet, got a 5-gallon bucket, $5, no big deal. I was using that. I had the garbage bags in there. So when you get done, and on the way back into the house, you put it in the garbage.
Why don't you just tell the kids to get out of the bathroom?
I do tell the kids to get out of the bathroom. Yeah, almost done. I don't know. Why does it take 20 minutes to poop?
It wouldn't. That would only happen one time at my house. And then I would go in and I would sit right down on their lap and shit. And I'd never have to ask them twice again.
Well, there are two problems with that. I would have to buy a new door.
Why?
Because I would kick it in.
Well,
has it got a lock on it?
Yeah.
Well, that locked. Would be gone. That's number one right there.
Just take the door off.
Lock is gone.
It's true.
Take the door off and put a sheet over it.
Yeah. I like it.
Oof.
Well, maybe.
So here's a question.
Oh, boy.
But before you ask the question, okay, I hope it's about the what he just said out loud.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I want to,
Oh, I got questions.
Use good. It? You can come on over and use my toilet.
No.
Like the inside toilet outside, or yours?
Mine.
Yeah.
No.
It's comfy. Comfy. And I got a toilet seat from Menards at the discount store for $5. $10, I got a toilet.
No, that's not a toilet. You have a bucket with a lid on it.
Right.
That's not a toilet.
Hey, it works.
So do you get it, how long from till first warning, Phil, I have got to go right now. How long do you got? On average.
A minute.
No.
Like, it's always a minute?
It's always that urgent of a need every time you feel the need to poop?
Yeah, well, it depends on if I'm driving. If I'm driving, I can maybe, because now I'm sitting and putting the pressure on, but maybe I got 5 minutes there. But at home, nope.
I can't imagine living my life in that fashion.
It's not good.
Well, so to circle back real quick, were you the guy that was shitting on the road?
No.
You don't have an old wrestling singlet.
He was. This guy is definitely taller than Jason.
I was picking on the short guy.
So maybe what you need to do is put a red light in the bathroom, and the second you get the notice, sit down so you can extend your duration, and then you have a light switch.
But see, then I can just go in the garage and I can just be done and it's over with.
Or you could just use your own bathroom.
Because that happens. So like when Tanner goes in there, I know, and it's always like right after a meal, like right shortly, it's time to go. He's in there, and then Kaylee has to go.
So she'll they go all have clear. The same thing you do?
Yep, it's right. You Sal, eat, you do you got that too?
Not always, no. Not
well, always. We did when growing up. Well, we were three deep waiting to get in there.
Right. Well, yeah, it was the same house. So.
Well, right.
Do you guys just buy a trough then to shit in? Or?
I don't know how we managed. I don't. Maybe Dad had a bucket in the garage. Maybe he had a bucket.
It's a good idea, though. A
bucket in the garage all these years.
So you have a very large personal bathroom, then?
I do.
I've seen your garage.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Yeah. Now I just wear rubber boots when I'm in there.
No, it's fine.
You go to the big garage?
The big one.
Oh.
Right, the one that's right off the house.
No.
Not the one attached. The
detached.
The detached one.
The detached garage.
Why wouldn't you move it closer?
Well, because then I'm shitting in that garage, and then anybody in the house can come out and see that I'm shitting there.
Maybe that would teach him to get off the toilet a little bit faster.
I try all the time.
So your whole family is afflicted with that eat and you're shitting soon thereafter.
Correct. That is correct.
That's crazy to me.
I don't know what to do.
And it's not affected by certain foods?
Sure. Dairy is bad for me.
I think maybe I wouldn't eat that anymore.
Yeah, they have a thing they've did some research on. Mm-hmm. It's called lactose intolerant,
right? That's probably what I got.
I'm a once-a-day guy. That's it. One time.
Once a day. I can shit at home, drive to work, which is 15 minutes away, and have to shit as soon as I get there.
Sometimes it's every other.
Every other day?
Sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I got like 3-4 times a day.
Yeah, I would go.
That's a normal 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. I mean, sure, 2 it's happening.
No. If I go more than once in a day, it's incredibly unusual.
See, if I go once a day, I'm calling a doctor. There's something wrong with me.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm plugged up somewhere.
No. Once a day. Mm-hmm. And if I need to lock it down for like a longer period of time, I can't.
Lock it down.
Yeah.
You can't lock that down.
Yeah, no.
There you can't lock
you
it
gotta
down.
You got to go.
Yeah.
You can postpone it. You like, just hold time on. Out.
It's like, nope, not happening right now. I wait.
You're a better man than I am.
You just.
No. I'd have a turd in my pants.
Just lock it down. I mean, if there's. I mean, everybody has
it's not,
it. Right?
When it's you not eat a turd, something, it's diarrhea.
Eat something that doesn't agree with you, and you've got to shit right now. Like, that happens occasionally for me, but just a normal, you know, everyday deucer, like...
Cleaning the system out.
I'll just lock her down if I need to for a day or 2 days.
Huh. No, that's weird.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't think I could wait a day or two.
No.
But I don't know that I would... not 3 or 4 times every day.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go on the 2 to 3 for sure. It's happening.
2 to 3 times a day?
Yeah. Right away in the morning. And then, I mean, I guess I'm on Jason's side a little bit there. It's around my meals.
I thank you.
You're welcome. Around my meals, not instantly, you know, I mean, but...
I remember somebody who would take their food into the toilet and eat and shit at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's just like a filter. Straight filter.
Right, I kind of wish I was like that, to be honest.
You can learn a lot of things. Well, back then there was no cell phones. So you be creative. You can only read the Glade air freshener so many times before you know what is in it. So then you slowly progress to bigger things like a dictionary.
Porno. Oh, a dictionary. He takes dictionary in the dictionary. Toilet. Read a dictionary. No, I'm talking about taking your food in there, a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. What? And read the dictionary.
Just take the encyclopedia in there with you?
Yeah. Dictionary, bowl of
cereal. Mom, don't with F. Bring gin.
Right. I need another bowl.
As the other ones are all in the garage shitting.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Yep. Well, all these years, who knew?
Right.
Dad disappears into the basement. Just Jason disappears into the garage.
Don't go in that room. What's in there?
Oh,
shit.
Go through a value pack fucking crate of toilet paper every 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's go back. You have a garbage bag?
Me?
Yeah. It's a garbage bag?
A garbage bag, yeah.
Like, just like a little 5-gallon garbage bag scented?
Yeah, lemons.
Lemon scented. Mm-hmm. That's important. And then you throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
That part of it.
So you got to find. Yeah.
No, like,
it's,
I mean.
Shit.
It's shit, Chad.
The poop smells bad, everybody.
Poop is bad.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the lemon covered it up.
I would think so, too, but not all the time, no.
But that doesn't transfer into your garbage can? Like,
it's in a garbage can.
Sounds
I don't
like it happens daily.
No. That doesn't happen. I'm not out there. Okay. I'm not out there every day pooping.
3 or 4 times.
No. Okay. It only happens like more or less at nighttime when we're all home.
In case of emergency.
Well, in case of emergency, correct.
I would hope you don't go out there when you're the only one home.
I was actually hoping. I was hoping he would. I mean, it's just now that's his thing.
Well, sometimes. I mean,
it feels normal.
Yeah. Well, you go in the garage, you got the garage door shut, you got the door locked. I just need some fancy curtains on the windows, and so nobody sees me, I'm pooping in the corner.
I am going to have to steal your garage door opener, so when I see you run out there, I'm just going to open your garage door.
You're going to see me shitting.
Well, I'm not going to stick and watch the show. I'm just going to open it and keep going.
Oh, so everybody that drives by can see me.
Put a sign in the front yard, this guy's shitting his garage.
Well, hey.
It's better than your pants, I suppose.
Yeah. Just go bang on the door a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Help him scare it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, police, open the door! I don't need help. It's fine.
I'm assuming if it's an urgent enough need that you have to sprint to the garage to shit into a 5-gallon bucket, like there's not a lot of waiting around. It's coming out.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're not waiting. No waits.
Yeah.
So the rest of the family knows about that. Right. So what are you going to do when...
When they move out, I get the toilet back in the house.
No, when you go out there someday and somebody's using it.
Ooh.
Who?
Maybe
Tanner's on the real one and Kaylee's got to go.
Yep, so she real bad. Up. And now you're shitting at Bill's.
I guess I could go to Bill's house. I could go to Farm and Fleet and buy another 5-gallon bucket. Go back to Walmart or Menards, get another $5 toilet seat.
I'm assuming by that point you've shit yourself.
I would hope by then you would just go into one of their bathrooms before you went and bought all that stuff to bring back home to shit in your garage.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'd go there. Those are nice toilets.
Yeah.
Pooping's fun. I don't have nothing with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you gotta go. You gotta go.
I mean, I don't sit out there and play 6 games of solitary.
Oh, see, I probably would.
I
mean, you're there.
You Candy Crush it.
Do it and get done. No, because when you have to hold it. No.
I pretty much am never on my phone when I'm in the bathroom.
No. You're there to get it done.
I'm there to take care of business and I'm fucking done. Mm. Like, I don't go to the bathroom until it's pounding on the door and I'm ready.
Right.
Like, I don't have to... It's not like some people, I think, get up in the morning and they think, I should take a shit, not I have to take a shit. And they'll go sit on the toilet and wait for the magic to happen. Mm. But me, I'm just like, I don't go in there until... I have got to take a shit.
Until you're ready to unlock.
When I'm ready to make the magic happen.
Yeah. Take it off lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm ready to take it off lockdown, I go in, I sit down, I shit, I'm done.
Right.
2-3 minutes, tops.
Okay.
Right. See, now, I used to be the other way around. I'd go in there and, yep, peace and quiet, get away, right? Nope. Now that I got this new job, there's 3 bathrooms, toilets for 30 people.
Mm.
Yeah. 3.
I mean, there's got to be regulations on that. I'm sure of it. But
yeah, I would think so, too.
So that
makes me now that.
So are they all unisex bathrooms?
Yeah. It just doesn't matter.
So, okay.
If there's 30 people, the door's shut, somebody's in there. It doesn't matter. So now I go in.
They're all one-holers?
One-holers, yeah. And then you get in there and do your business and get out because I know there's more than me that has to shit.
You just want to make sure you're the first one in.
Well, sometimes not.
So do you?
But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I pretty much have a choice of being the first one there.
Do you bring your bucket to work?
I should start.
For the odd chance that there's a line?
No, but I did shit out back behind the building, though.
Jason, yes. Boss wanders up. Jason, what's this bucket next to your workstation for?
Nope.
It's about efficiency, boss man.
So usually we start at 5. Well, I got there a little bit early. I stopped at the KT and got some donuts or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, not good. 4:30 in the morning. None of the doors are unlocked. I didn't know what I was doing. My guts were gurgling and a brewing. Mm. Like, now what do I do?
It's time to be a shitting and a getting.
So I grabbed my toilet paper that I always carry in the truck. Went out back. I'm like, well, there's some trees. That's what happened.
Right? Like you're hunting.
I was hunting.
Yep. How long does it take to go through a roll of truck teepee? Because I'm assuming you're using it a lot if you're having emergencies.
Yeah, right. So, like, if I'm out hunting or scouting or whatever, yeah, I go through it quite a bit because I'm out in the woods a lot. But
being in the woods make you have to shit more?
It does. I'm excited. I'm relaxed, you know.
That does drinking coffee make it happen? I know some people that coffee has that effect on them.
Mm. Eating makes it happen. Eating.
Yeah.
The coffee does accelerate things for me.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
So now, I said dairy before, but I can eat cheese curds and nothing happens. Or it makes me really have to go. Usually really have to go. But
see, now that's, you just said I can eat cheese curds and nothing happens.
Yeah, I know.
But then right after that, you said, or it's the exact opposite and have to go. Usually I really have to go. So I don't, I think you're screaming about,
yeah, thanks for reminding me
cheese
that.
Curds and nothing can happen is not correct.
No, I really got to go.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
So
cheese final. Is bad then.
Cheese is bad. Yeah, so
write that down.
To sum it up.
Which is dairy.
Yeah, to sum it dairy. Up, it's still back to lactose intolerant. Yeah.
Right. Try almond milk.
Mm. Almond milk, yeah. Take a lot of almonds to make milk.
Well,
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
You can milk anything with nipples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I used to work with a guy. He is a very much bodybuilder type. And I think it was almond milk. But
kind of like you.
Yeah, just like me.
Well, I was going to say me, because we used to work together.
Maybe it was almond milk, but I feel like maybe it was soy milk. Anyways, he was the kind of guy who would carry on a gallon jug of water at all times with him, and just, he's always pounding water.
Mm.
And he was drinking a fuck ton of almond milk or soy milk, I can't remember. And he started developing breasts. Mm. And he went to the doctor, and he's like, what's going on? And the doctor, you know, asked him about diet or whatever. And he said, well, I drink, you know, a lot of, I think it was soy milk. I drink a lot of soy milk. And the doctor's like, well, you know, what's a lot? And it was like 4 gallons a week or something like that. Jesus. Like a lot. And the doctor's like, well, don't do that. It's got estrogen in it. And that's why. Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever. It was soy or almond milk, I believe. Hmm. Yeah.
You can look that up yourself at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did he quit drinking it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's like, it's fine to drink. Just don't drink 4 gallons a week or whatever. It like was really way more than normal. I mean, not like, but they were, growing, you know, and he was like,
well, you can't see this, but I'm trying to do a hand size here. I mean,
Nate's over there filling up.
I mean, he was a, you know, a lifter guy. So, I mean, he was, he had pecs and shit, you know, but yeah, it was, he apparently was getting concerned about it.
Did you like the transformation?
Didn't notice it.
Oh.
I was just one of those things that roll around the floor when you work at a place like that, you know, like, you'll never believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I don't know if it was, I think it was either you or Roberto that did the, when we were at Mason Shoe, the old miss the mute button when you're talking to a customer.
Uh-huh. I was sitting, I think I was sitting next to Bob or next to Derek. I can't remember.
So we did
Mason
D.
Yeah, Derek Higley. Or Derek Gears.
Derek Gears. We worked, so you know, we worked at Mason Shoe in the call centers. We'd get phone calls from people placing orders in a magazine. This was before Amazon. So Ben gets a phone call.
So yeah, I take a call. I mean, you deal with a lot of stupid people. A lot. People that don't know their fucking zip code. I mean, legit stupid people. And I had this guy on it. We, you know, you have a, right next to your phone, there's a little box and there's like three buttons on it and one of them is mute. So, I mean, all the time when people are rambling, right? I hit mute, bullshit with the guy next to me until they fucking get off their soapbox and we can carry on, right? And I'm talking to this fucking Neanderthal idiot. And I hit the mute button and I look at, it was either Derek or Bob, and I was like, this guy is a fucking moron. And all I hear in my ears is, what did you say about me? And I was like, I just started stammering right away, you know, and I was like, did you hear that, sir? You goddamn right I heard that. What are you talking about me? I'm a fucking moron. And I was like, oh, no, gosh, I'm, and it, the guy sitting next to me, if it was Derek or Bob, I can't remember, but pissing their pants, they're laughing so hard, right? Because they know exactly what's going on. I guarantee my face is as red as a fire engine.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, no, not you, sir. I'm sorry. Me and a coworker have a radio on in the background, and there's a political guy on there. And I said, I was just mentioning to my coworker how stupid he was, and I thought I hit the mute button. I'm so sorry. Okay, well, yeah, I guess I could see how that could happen. You should be more careful, though, boy. I was kind of upset. God almighty. Please, Jesus, don't let this be one of the calls that they listen back to. Because all the calls are recorded.
Sure.
You know. Yeah. I thought I was fired for sure.
So did he order shoes then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You would be amazed at the amount of stupid people that would call in. Yeah. Don't know their shoe size.
So what were they going to do? Just wing it?
They would put their feet on a sheet of paper and trace it and mail it to us.
That's true.
No bullshit.
That's true.
Well, that's.
So I mean, I literally would get phone calls from people. Yeah, is this B.A. Mason? Yes, sir, it is. When I answered the phone and I said, thank you for calling B.A. Mason, that was probably your first tip. I need to get me some new work boots. I like these ones here. They're brown leather. Good story. There's probably a pair that are brown leather on every page in that fucking magazine.
It's about half of them.
Every single page has a pair of those on it, sir.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you give me an item number? I don't know. It says they're Mason work boots. Yep, I got that.
Yeah.
So you try and get them to give you the item number or whatever. What size do you need, sir? I don't know. Normally my wife buys all my boots, but I got this here magazine and they seem real nice. I'd like to get me a pair. Huh. Well, I need to know what size you wear. Do you have any shoes laying around at home that maybe you could look at the inside and tell me what the fucking pretty sticker says? You know?
Take the guesswork out of it.
Yeah. Well, I got a pair here, but the sticker's all worn off. Listen, if I put my foot up on my leg, it's about 3 hands long. What do you think? What do you suppose that is? No bullshit. Stuff like that would happen all the time.
It's honest truth.
You guys left that job?
It was hard.
And all the time, people that don't know their zip code.
Mm.
All the time. Only one time I had a very, I didn't know it at the time, but I had a woman call and she was ordering shoes from, Massey? Wasn't that one
of the chick ones? Yeah, that was one of them, yep.
Very, you know, well spoken, like, you know, blah blah blah. And we got to the, you know, can I get your zip code? And she's like, hang on a second, I'll have to grab a piece of mail so I can give you my zip code. And immediately, you know, it's just head back, eye roll, like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Right. And she's like, now don't go thinking that I'm stupid because I can't remember my zip code. She's like, my husband and I own a home in the Hamptons. She's like, we have a house in Florida and another one in L.A. And she's like, I can never remember all three of them. I was like, ma'am, that's the first acceptable answer I've ever heard to, yeah, I don't know my own zip code in all the time that I've worked here. Thank you. Yeah. Huh. All the time.
Nice. Oh, and then you get the ones they wanted to do, it was the easy pay. So basically put a $60 pair of shoes on monthly payments.
Oh.
So that they could, you know, buy the shoes. And it wasn't, you know, just one $60 pair. Well, they had to get one for their brother, and they were ordering one for their cousin. Because, you know, it's easy pay, so you don't have to pay that back. It's on credit.
Yeah.
So just like a credit card, it's free money.
So yeah. Did you send them the shoes before it was paid in full?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they pay monthly. It's like a credit card. It's free money. Yeah. Basically, they say, you can spend $600 on whatever you want. Here you go. Just use this card.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun at that job, though.
Yeah.
Answer the phone, you know, just to switch things up. You know, I'd be like, thanks for calling Mason Shoe. My name is Benjamin. How can I help you? And, you know, Mason's got like, what, like 8 different catalogs, right? And the name of whatever catalog they're calling from pops up on your screen, right? So, you know, if it's Massey's, which is women's footwear, or B.A. Mason, which is basically like male work boots and that type of stuff, you know. So I'd wait until it was one of those, right?
E.T., right?
Yeah. Thanks for calling Mason Shoe. This is Benjamin. And lots of times, click. Or I'd get wrong number. They hang up, you know. Oh, yeah. All the time. So then they'd call back, and then you'd say, thanks for calling Mason Shoe. This is Ben. How can I help you? Oh, thank God. So one day I had a guy call in. There must have been a casino that was close to our phone number because people would call in all the time.
Foxwoods.
Yeah, to check their wampum points.
Wampum points.
How many wampum points do I got on my card?
Yeah.
And here's the kicker, right? When you answer the phone, thanks for calling Mason Shoe.
Right.
Yeah, I'm calling to check on my wampum points there on my card. Can you tell me how many I got? I need to know. Me and wife come down and give me a steak dinner.
Yeah.
You know, all the time. So the one time I had a guy called to check on his wampum points, and sometimes I would just put him on hold and then fuck off for a little bit, right. You know, and then come back to him. So I decided to not be a good person. I come back on the phone, and I made him give me his name and number because I was checking on his wampum points, you know. And so I get back on the phone. I'm like, is this, you know, blah, blah, blah from wherever he said he was from, right? Virginia or whatever it was, I don't know. Yeah, that's me. I'm like, sir, do you remember signing up for the drawing for the brand new Ford pickup the last time you were at the casino? Well, no, not really, I guess. I'm like, well, sir, I said when I went to check on your wampum points, I said there was a note on your account that you were a finalist. I said, you must have registered the last time you were at the casino. I'm like, do you not remember receiving any notification? Well, now that you mentioned, he's like, I guess maybe I did remember signing up for a pickup. What's going on with that? And I said, well, sir, the drawing is this afternoon. Mm. And I made it so it was like an hour from now, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, the drawing is, you know, at 3 p.m. I'm like, you need to be present to win. Well, goddamn. I live 2 hours away. He's like, don't draw. He's like, I'm coming right now. Don't you dare. Don't you draw for that pickup. He's like, I'm getting in my truck right now. I can hear him like running away from the phone. And I was like, you need to hurry, sir. You've got to be present to win. So like, I can just imagine when that son of a bitch showed up in the casino. Did I win? Did you draw?
That's funny. That
is. It's awesome to play it out too.
Oh yeah. Like in... You have to do shit like that to entertain yourself, you know? So that carried me through like a solid week just thinking about that poor fucker showing up to the casino. Sir, there's no drawing.
And you're out of points.
That motherfucker told me. He said I had 2 hours to get here.
Where's
that
Benjamin? Yeah, where's Benjamin? Oh. So you remember, obviously, Marietta.
Yep, absolutely.
You remember the gift mm-hmm. we got her that time? That was, yep. It was a terrible, terrible gift.
Horrible idea. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
But in retrospect, that probably was not our
feel bad move now.
Ever.
So yeah. We did one of the supervisors, the night supervisors, Marietta. We got her a card. I don't know what it was. If it was a birthday or Christmas or something. Christmas card. A bunch of us all went in. Couple lottery tickets and one fake one.
Oh.
And that was a guaranteed winner. I think it was 10,000.
Yeah, it was a good chunk of money, like 10 or 20 grand yeah. or something like that.
So, of course, she scratches it off and it was 10,000 and 10,000 and 10,000. You know, she's an older lady even then.
Yeah.
And she was over the moon. She was going to be done. That was
going to
be
she was quit right there. Yeah. She was all done.
She was going to call her husband. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, how'd you break the news to her?
Well, we had to read the back of it, and of course, on the back, it's it has to be claimed by the Easter Bunny.
Redeemable only in your dreams. Yeah. Santa Claus must be present to win, or
yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one of those. Yeah. Where you,
did afterwards, she laugh though about it after the fact?
Not right away.
Yeah. Oh, she was a little upset.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means it's a good gift when that's their first line out of there.
We laughed pretty hard. In retrospect, probably not the greatest idea.
Yeah, I kind of have a little bit of guilt over it. But she was probably one of my favorite supervisors that I'd ever had.
Awesome lady.
In any job.
Yeah, for sure. She was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go up to her. I would work from, 2 to 10:30 or whatever the schedule was, 2:30 to 11. And I'd... when Derek and Tracy and them, they all had the apartment down in Eau Claire, and I knew they were going to be grilling out or doing something that night, so I'd go up to her, and I'm like, hey, if you're going to be letting anybody go early, because there were certain nights where it wasn't as busy as others.
Slow, yeah.
Yep. So I'd go up to her and be like, hey, if you're letting anybody go early, if I can be on that list or be one of the first ones. What's going on? Do you have something going on? I'm like, we're doing a cookout, and I'm going to go down to Eau Claire and grill out and do that. Okay, you can go. And I didn't mean now. I'm like, if it gets, because I was still wanted to work and still whatever, but at that time it was 18, 19 years old. I didn't need to work 40 hours a week.
Yep.
So if I cut out a couple hours early and went down for a cookout, that was fine. Yep.
See, my first question to an employee would have been like, you're going to grill out at 10:30 at night?
No, that's why I wanted to get let go early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this would have been probably 5, 6 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, because you wait for the regular bosses that are there 7 to 3:30.
You wait for the day shifters to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, and then you have your fun time. And
sure.
Do you remember when Derek got his new truck when we worked there?
I don't.
I don't think it was brand new, obviously, but it was new to him. I think he bought a Dodge Dakota, if I remember
right. Black one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody called him Diablo.
Right. Okay.
Well, he took me out in the parking lot to show it to me, and he's like, check out the new ride, Hanks. And I was like, nice, dude. He's like, look at personalized license plate, and it says Diablo.
Yeah.
And he's like, best part, he's like, I didn't even ask those sons of bitches to do it, but he's like, look, they went above and beyond. He's like, it says Diablo's truck. On my license plate. And I just looked at him like, yeah, it's funny. He's like, no, look. He's like, it does. It says Diablo truck. And I'm like, Derek, that's because it's a fucking truck.
Yeah.
He just kind of looked at me. He's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, look at any truck ever. I'm like, they all say truck on the license plate.
Yeah.
It's a designator, the fact that it's on a pickup truck.
That's D.
Oh.
He was so disappointed.
I should bring that up to him tomorrow at work. I see him at work.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say. I wonder what he's up to.
Work.
Has he still got that big long beard?
Yeah, he trimmed it up though a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, not short, but I mean, it's manicured. It's all nice. Right.
Yeah, the last time I saw him, it was like an Uncle Si beard.
He's still got that. But
nice.
I was wondering what he's
got. Corner
been
office
up to.
That looks out to.
He has an office.
Yeah, it's climate controlled, and he's got two windows to look at.
Are we talking about the same guy?
Yeah,
here?
What does he do in an office exactly? Is he customer service?
He works remotely for Masons from Wisconsin Mouth. No, Press Break and Laser, all those guys, he's their boss.
So he's a boss?
He is a boss, yeah. Oh. He might be like a processing supervisor. They might be the title.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Good. Sometimes for him. I sneak in there just to say hi and, you know, kill a minute or two here or there.
One of the best things ever at Mason, outside on smoke break, is wintertime. And Gal comes out there with me and standing out there burning one, and it was cold. You know.
I do have a question, though, not to interrupt, but did you all have the red jacket? Mm-hmm. The red smoker's jacket?
That was just me.
That was just you. Okay. Yeah.
Just the red
Tommy. I didn't know if it was a dress code that y'all had to wear.
The poofy one. Yeah, yeah. The poofy red jacket. Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unhealthy addiction meal figure, potentially.
And he wears it in July and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, so we go out for smoke break. And you just stand outside the doors. You know, back in the day, there was no, like, smoking area, right? You just stand outside the door and... It was cold as shit out. It was December in Wisconsin. And she's like, it's so cold out here. And she was just a little tiny. She's like, it's so cold out here. I was like, yeah, it's wintertime, you know. She's like, you know, I often wonder to myself.
That's the jacket.
Yeah, that's the one.
This is the exact one.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's been right in that pocket.
She's like, I often wonder to myself, you know, do you suppose if everybody just opened up all their windows and all their doors and turned their heat on high, do you think we would just not have winter anymore?
No.
And I just looked at her and I said, no. No, that's not how that works at all. She's like, I think it would. If everybody just opened all their doors and windows and turned their heat up on high. She's like, I just don't think we'd have winter anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew. It's not smart.
Not that smart.
Nope.
You should have told her to start the trend, though. Try it for a month, 30 days straight. And
I was so flabbergasted that I couldn't even.
I was going to say, actually, though, maybe she did do it this winter.
This winter, maybe. Yeah.
And who's laughing now? Maybe. Looking back on that. So what did you ever do it? I mean, I know there's more job stories. Anything?
I got my finger cut off.
That's worth something.
Yeah. In a baler, cardboard baler, boxer, whatever you want to call it, yeah. Did that.
That doesn't sound fun, though.
No, it hurts. It hurts. It bleeds. It bleeds pretty good. But
I got my arm crushed in a machine one time, and that was fun. Almost had to amputate it.
Did you ever get your leg smashed against a tree?
I did, yeah.
Oh. Did it involve winter activities?
Mm-hmm. Snowmobile, yeah.
I think Jason was driving.
I don't think he was.
Damn.
I was going to say, I don't remember this at all.
You don't?
You weren't there?
Oh, you were there.
I could have swore you were there, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a large gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were out at
near Grandma's.
Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa's house. Taking the snowmobile around.
In
the
field, yeah.
Okay. Well, you go around the corner. If you don't take it sharp enough or round off enough, the person behind you gets flung into the trees.
Oh.
Ben was that person that got...
Snapped a sapling about this big. Snapped it off with my thigh.
I did that to you?
No, Nate did it to me.
I was trying to throw you under the bus.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember this at all.
Nate did it to me. I thought I was in a lot of pain.
You probably broke your leg.
I thought it might. Your whole family, your mom was shitting bricks.
Yeah.
Huh. So maybe that's where the bucket comes from. She was shitting there.
I still have a dent on my leg from where.
Speaking about going back now to more stories with you, my mom shitting bricks. Did you ever have her convinced that you were allergic to onions?
Maybe one time, yeah. I'm a bad person.
Well, apparently you flip it on and off.
Obviously. Yeah. God, that was funny.
Oh, she was scared. Very scared. We were at Dave and Jason's pad one night, and Karen was making dinner for everybody. And some sort of casserole, some sort of hot dish for people who aren't from Wisconsin. And we got to eating, and I think I plotted this all out with you guys ahead of time, if I remember correctly. And I had gotten a thing of Alka-Seltzer from them. And so we're eating this casserole, and I get about halfway through my plate or whatever, you know, and I said, Karen, is there onions in this? Yes, Ben, there's onions in the hot dish. I said, I'm really allergic to onions. no, you're not. No, you are not allergic to onions. And I was like, I am. I'm deathly allergic to onions. And I was like, I think I acted like my throat was getting tight or I was scratchy or whatever. And I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom. And while I'm in there, I throw that Alka-Seltzer in my mouth. And I come out and I'm foaming at the mouth, you know, and I think I dropped down and started like doing the crappie flop on the floor, you know.
Yep.
And Karen was pooping in her pants.
Yeah, she was.
And Nate and I think Mark was in on it too, if I remember right. He knew I was going to do it. Oh. So none of them were, you know. Karen was 100% convinced that she killed me and I was going to die right there on the fucking living room floor.
Oh.
She was ready to dial 911. And I don't remember if Mark said something or if I just stood up and I was like, gotcha. Or I don't remember.
That was a minute ago.
Yeah.
Oh. Holy buckets.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
Crappy flop.
Yeah. Fucking shit just foaming out of my mouth.
Oh, it looked like Cujo over the
sure.
foam coming out the mouth.
Yeah.
That house is, I'm assuming that's your house now?
That's my house now.
Oh, that's got some stories there. The Halloween night.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Playing the Ouija board. Yeah. That was the last time I've played that. I still think it was somebody downstairs.
But it's not a game. Nobody was there.
Wasn't he in the basement?
No. He was gone. Oh, we were the only ones.
It's not funny. We're not talking about it because it's scary. Oh, yeah. I don't do scary movies.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll save that for another
episode.
Yeah.
So we could. Yeah.
We could. That could be a topic next week.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We're going to
call this one a day.
Yeah. We'll call it a day and talk to everyone next week.
Next week? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Next week, cool. We'll get some more slapping our ass and shaving our balls. And
it's
that podcast from Chippewa Falls.
That's it.
All right, good day.
All right, good day.